time to go to Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, encompassed by the Philly.com website. He's on 97.5 The Fanatic right now as we speak. Hello, Keith. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I appreciate the time. Before I, you know, stop banging my head against the wall, let me ask you this. Would you rather have LeBron or not rather have LeBron on this team?
I mean, really, to be honest, I don't care.
Okay.
I just don't. I can understand why the Sixers would go after LeBron. Like, if you go after LeBron, you know, you're going to, you know, basically become the top team in the East. You know, and if you get LeBron and you could possibly get someone else, you know, you guys are getting, you know, you're going to guarantee yourself, you know, being at least being 100. Now, the only thing is, right now the Sixers are basically, you know, doing well. They're in the second round, but there's no guarantee that this team is going to win a championship. And the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So it's up to the front office to decide, you know, do we want to go out there and get a rental, or do we want to, you know, basically see these guys grow and you know, mature together? So, I mean, it's a tough decision to make, but I'm glad I don't get paid those bucks.
That's right. Other people making those decisions. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Now, what matchups should we look for in this series, my friend, and which ones, favor the 76ers?
Well, which ones favor the 76ers? You know, I think the bench play is going to favor the 76ers. I know that you have, like, Marcus Morris, who comes off the bench, and he plays well. But then when you look at Ersan Ilyasova and you look at Marco Bellinelli, you know, these are two guys, you know, it's like two against one. I mean, these are two guys who just the Celtics haven't faced against the Sixers. So they get out and run, and I think that's, you know, that's going to be the Sixers, the deciding factor. I also think that Robert Covington is also going to have a big imprint on the game. You know, if it's Robert Covington that comes in and he plays defense and he defends well, and if he makes some threes, you know, the Sixers are going to do well. But I think if Cove comes out and he struggles, you know, then it's going to go the other way. You know, I mean, I think that that's the key. It's going to be the bench player, those two, Marco and Ersan, and it's going to come down to Covington. We know what Ben Simmons is going to do. We know what J.J. Redick's going to do. We know what Embiid's going to do. But I think those other three guys are going to basically have a huge hand in deciding the outcome of this series.
How does Joel Embiid fare against the wave of Boston bigs?
Well, you know what? It sounds crazy because Joel Embiid averaged 17 points against Boston, and we're saying, wow, he only averaged 17 points. but the thing is, it just seems like he got a little frustrated at times against Boston. You know, not really Al Horford, but it was like Baines, the backup center, he used to start as Aaron Baines. He started at center. And now, right now, they go Al Horford at the five a lot. But Baines is a big physical guy. He's not flashy. He doesn't talk a lot of trash. Al Horford doesn't talk a lot of trash either. So what they would do is they just were physical with Embiid. And I don't know if it was one of those things he couldn't get in a rhythm because no one was trash talking him, but he typically didn't have his best games against the Boston Celtics. So if you're Boston, you think that you would bring Baines in from time to time, you know, to body Embiid up just to get physical with him to see if you can frustrate him.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. The Sixers have been off for a little while. Celtics played on Saturday last night. How do you view rest versus rust for this Sixers team?
There are some people who say that, you know, okay, the Sixers, what were they off? They were off 5 days. I think that it was good for them to be off. Just because, you know, Joel Embiid is coming off of injury. I know he played three games, but he really didn't have any practice time with his teammates. So he was able to get in two quality days of practice, a couple days of rest, right? Make it three quality days of practice, including a day, and 2 days of rest. And, you know, also guys were able to get away and just relax, look at games, do some game film. So I don't think it's really going to affect them. Now, some people may say, well, what is it going to do to Boston? I think that Boston right now is in a little rhythm, right? Now, if Boston had to come to Philadelphia, you know, hop on the plane, come to Philly, and then deal with the crowd noise, I think that it would be a huge advantage for the 76ers. But the fact that they're going to ride the momentum of their crowd, you know, I think that it's not going to factor into game one as much as people think.
Keith, Celtics 4-0 at home in that series against Milwaukee, and the Sixers have lost two games since Christmas at home. How much does home court advantage come into play here?
You know, I think it comes in huge, but, you know, the last time the Sixers went up there, they won a game, and I know some people will say, you know, Kyrie Irving did not play in that game, but I also think that the Milwaukee Bucks are such a inconsistent team. You know, I mean, you know, you look at it, the Sixers go there twice this year and lose, and they lost, like, you know, the last game was an embarrassing one that they lost to. But then they come, Milwaukee comes to Philly, and the Sixers up 70-29. I mean, so I'm just letting you look at the Greek Freak. Like, later on in the season, he looked like a great guy at home, and then he didn't look like an all-star, you know, when the series with Boston on the road. So I think that had more to do with Milwaukee than it did Boston.
Does Markelle Fultz get more minutes in this series, being a new series?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that he'll be like an emergency type player. Right now, they have a 10-man rotation. They like T.J. McConnell. They like what Justin Anderson does. You know, the fact that Joel Embiid is back, you know, I don't think that we'll see Markelle. Now, again, if T.J. McConnell goes out there and he struggles mightily, you know, and Justin Anderson struggles, then possibly we can. But I just think that, you know, right now they're set on their rotation and they don't want to go another direction.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brad Stevens, we know what a great coach he is. Brett Brown certainly coming into his own, 52 wins for this team this year. Who has the edge from a coaching standpoint?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, it's weird because it's hard for me to say that. I mean, if you want to give someone an edge based on playoff experience, you would have to give it to Brad Stevens. You know, I know that Brett Brown won 4 NBA titles as an assistant coach with the Spurs, but, you know, this is his first, second round in regards to, you know, being a head coach. Whereas Brad Stevens went to the conference finals last year. So you would have to give him an edge and his coaching staff an edge just because they have the experience.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. I agree with you there, my friend. Miami series, you know, the series against the Heat, were very physical. Do you expect this series to be as physical?
I expect it to be more.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. Like, so Miami... And this is not a knock against Miami, but, you know, Miami has guys who are really nice guys. You know what I mean? But they just basically, you know, were rough guys in this series. And I know they played tough and this and that, but, you know, they're really nice guys. But I think that there are certain guys on the Boston Celtics thing, and I'm not saying they're not nice, but that's more their temperament. Like, they're like the type of guys that you don't want to mess with. Like Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier. I mean, these are three dudes who, you know, like, they get the utmost respect because of their physicality and they intimidate people. They can intimidate people and they get in your head. So, you know, I expect this series to be more physical than the other one.
You mentioned those guys, the three guys you just mentioned, getting into the heads of their opponents. Sixers, a young team still, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and many others. Does that play a factor? Do you think they can get in the heads of these rookies?
You know what? It's weird. Like, it's funny. I mean, I think they're going to try. I think that right now the Sixers are to the point where they know that teams are coming at them, and they know that teams are going to try to do that to get them out of their game plan. So I think we're going to see much of what we saw the last time, at least initially, where someone will tackle Ben Simmons. He gets up, he waves his teammates off. Then the guy slaps him in the back of his head, and he just walks to the foul line. I think that they're going to try that approach, you know, at least early on. I mean, you never know what can happen if it gets, if it escalates. Now, I do expect them to protect themselves like they did against Miami when James Johnson went after Robert Covington. But at the same time, I don't see them, you know, getting rattled because they know exactly what's going to happen. And let's face it, do you actually expect a fight in the NBA playoffs where guys are going to get suspended and the next thing you know, that can cost your team a series?
Sure.
So I think that's what the Sixers are thinking. Like, you can yap all you want, but we're trying to win this game.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jaylen Brown, hamstring injury last night. How does that affect this series?
I mean, if he can't play tomorrow, I think it does affect it a lot. I mean, you know, I know everyone's giving Terry Rozier a lot of credit, and he has been playing great. But you look at Jaylen Brown, there's been several games where he's been the guy. He's been the dude for him. So you would have to consider that would affect them, especially, you know, let's face it, like Boston is an undermanned squad right now. So when you lose another guy, that's only going to affect it. And he's a guy who, you know, who can create his own shot. He's athletic. You know, he would be a matchup problem for anyone guarding him. So I think that does hinder their chances a little bit.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. How do the Sixers attack the Boston defense, Keith?
Well, I think you have to continue to do what you're doing. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, you know, we were talking today, and everyone was saying, yeah, what are the Sixers going to do to Boston? What are they going to do to Boston? Well, if I'm Brett Brown and I won 20 out of 21 games by playing a certain style, you have to make Boston try to stop you. You know, so you're going to get out and run. You're going to try to hit threes. You're going to feed the post to Joel Embiid. And let's just play it that way. I mean, you know, once you start trying to get real cute and doing different things, you know, that's when you lose games. I mean, think about it. In game two, they took and like, changed their rotation, right? That's the only game they lost in the series. You know, so it gets to a point where you have to do what you do, just do it better and stop worrying about what you're going to, and stop worrying about the other opponent.
Are you concerned at all, Keith? I mean, two of the games, they hit 18 three-pointers, and the others, they hit, I think twice they hit 8 three-pointers. One, they hit 7 three-pointers. They're a little inconsistent from three. You know, you live by it, you die by it. You concerned about that at all?
No. I mean, you know, it's something that they want to correct, and that's something that Brett Brown would say we need to get a little bit more consistent. But I think it really showed. It showed more that they were able to overcome that and win those games. I mean, now, of course, the second game they shot 7 for 36.
Yep.
7 for 31. They lost that one. But I think the fact that, you know, when they went down there and won game four, and they were like 7 for 31.
Yep.
And they had like 27 turnovers. You know, I think that shows a sign of an improving team when you can win. Despite that, because think about it, we saw them do it before in a regular season, and they would lose that game. They would get blown out in that game.
Yep.
So I think that, yes, you do want to improve it, but at the same time, I think you get a little confidence knowing that you still can win games when stuff are going wrong.
All right, Keith, I'm going to put you on the spot here before I let you go. How many games does this series go, and who do you like?
It's going to go 25 games. Like, nah. You know what, I think the Sixers can win it in six games. I mean, I think they can. I think it's going to be vital for them to go down there and try to steal one, though, because I think, like, you know, it's going to be completely different than the last one. But I think that the Sixers can win it. And what I mean by that is it's just the crowd's going to be into it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a rugged series. It's going to come down to, like, final possessions and stuff like that. But I think the Sixers could win it in six.
Ah, great minds think alike. I'm with you on that, Keith. Hey, appreciate it, man. You're a plethora of Sixers information. And, of course, we appreciate you spending time with us on this Sunday afternoon. Thanks, pal.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline from the Philadelphia Inquirer.